Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
What is up, Waffle Gang? I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more r/AmITheButthole. And if you love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that subscribe button today? Maybe that notification bell too. And if you're feeling extra spicy, you can like the video as well. If you like it, of course. It really helps out. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for being involved. And let's crack on with today's stories. Much love, guys. Now, our first story is going to follow with an update. And it's from a throwaway account. Titled, Am I the Arsehole for Telling My Brother-in-Law That He's Incredibly Unfunny and Not Minding My Own Business? I, 35 female, have a nephew named Justin, 17 male. Justin was one of those spoilt and bratty kids you hear stories about, and honestly, he had no manners at all. I hate saying this about innocent kids, but he was a literal nightmare to be around. My sister and her husband constantly excused and encouraged his behaviour. I expressed how much I didn't like him to his parents, but they didn't care. Added the above section to explain what brother-in-law means by you don't even like Justin. Anyway, I haven't had much contact with my sister since she moved to Canada, we're British, when Justin was about 13. I'm currently visiting them, have been here for a few weeks now due to family reasons, and I've still yet to have a conversation with Justin as he's never home, but he's been very polite. I question my sister about it, sometimes jokingly, sometimes seriously, and she just gets upset and tells me to mind my own business. Anyways, yesterday Justin came home from school wearing this sweater. Apparently it was a girl's brand and his mum noticed, so she asked him why he had it. He said he went to school in a thin shirt and it was cold as hell, so his girlfriend gave him an extra sweater she had. The poor kid looked so embarrassed saying it, so I tried to change the topic, but his dad came in laughing. Dad said, aren't you the man in the relationship? The hell are you borrowing her sweater for? He was joking, but I found it quite insensitive. Justin was already so embarrassed and he was making it worse. Brother-in-law then said, I've seen your girlfriend before. She's so tiny. Why the hell is her sweater so big on you? Time to hit the gym. I personally felt like he had crossed the line with the borderline body shaming, so I stepped in and asked him if this was an attempt as a joke. Brother-in-law told me to relax and said that he really was joking. I said he was incredibly unfunny. For some reason, this offended him so badly and he told me that I was getting upset for no reason and that I didn't like Justin anyway, so I had to mind my own business. I told him he was making no sense, but my sister told me to fuck off, so now I'm sitting in my guest room, confused as hell. Justin left the house after changing and came back late at night. Anyways, Reddit, am I the arsehole for defending Justin despite it not being any of my business? I don't think I am at all. In fact, I find the situation ridiculous, but brother-in-law insists and my sister wants me to apologise if I want to stay with them. Now, it's definitely not the arsehole for me in this situation. You saw, you know, Justin was already embarrassed and you had empathy for that situation and was trying to change the subject to, you know, take the light off of him, which is the correct thing to do. It's the right thing to do for Justin. And, you know, you didn't take his past into consideration. You know, he was one of those spoiled and bratty kids and had no manners at all. You didn't think about that. You thought about him as a person right there and then who was standing there embarrassed and you had empathy for that situation. Absolutely amazing of you to do so, and to call it out was good. From the brother-in-law coming in with this toxic masculinity shit, you called it out. Fair play to you for doing so. And who knows, maybe in the future Justin will see that he's got someone that, you know, he can rely on, he can talk to about his feelings without having a joke made at his expense. But Judge Jed 100 says not the arsehole. He made some really crappy jokes with his already uncomfortable son. Scratch Shadow says not the arsehole. You didn't let your previous experiences with Justin cloud your judgment or prevent you from standing up for him when his father was openly mocking him. Justin was clearly uncomfortable. It wasn't funny, it was hurtful. I'd recommend trying to talk to Justin one-on-one, see if he'd be comfortable talking to you, with you in his room, with his permission, or even offer to take him out for ice cream or something. Why not? And use that opportunity to apologize and explain what your dad meant about you not liking him anyways. On several occasions, you expressed concerns about his behavior to his parents over 4 years ago. While his parents blew you off, he still seems to have turned out to be pretty good slash an okay kid, and you don't hold this past actions against him. He was 13 years old after all. It might be nice to let him know that you're there for him, and you can always talk to you if he needs a more understanding adult to talk to than his dad. Artemis Strange says, I think Justin's parents are the reason he's never home. What a bunch of toxic masculinity bullcrap your brother-in-law was spewing. Seriously, oh my god, is that a girl sweater? I thought you were a real man. If she's so much smaller than Justin, that sweater was either huge on her or it was Justin's. It sounds like his parents would be a nightmare to live with if he isn't masculine enough for them. Don't apologize and try to find a moment to talk to Justin. That it's not true you don't like him, and that if he needs anything to please contact you. Make sure he knows you've got his back. Not the arsehole. The foul wind says yeesh. Definitely a no-win situation. It's touchy with parents and their kids. Generally, one should stay out of it. I do think you had your heart in the right place, but went about it poorly. In the future, a non-confrontational way to disarm someone is to simply ask them to explain the joke. I don't get it. What's so funny? Is all you need usually. Maybe you could have said how sweet it was of his girlfriend. Not the arsehole, but you did seem to overstep a boundary. And one sluggo asks a question saying, info, was this the only joke your brother-in-law made at your nephew's expense, or was it typical of their relationship? To which OP replies saying, so based on what they're implying, I'm assuming that's common in their relationship. I don't know for sure though, because like my sister has said a billion times, it's none of my business. But Justin looked embarrassed, almost horrified. He was on the verge of tears, and I felt bad because his dad kept laughing. I haven't really heard his dad make any similar comments since I've been living with them though. Now we're going to move to the update to see what that says. So, update. So like a lot of you said, this is a lot more serious than I thought. After I made my post, my sister came into my room and had a breakdown saying that her life is fucked and she hated everything. No one else was in the house, so they didn't hear anything she said, but it was sad. She was miserable. She called herself a failure, a horrible mother, and said that she's the reason Justin is never home. She told me that one day, Justin came home telling her he had a crush on a boy, and she told brother-in-law, and brother-in-law got mad. Said some hurtful things to the kid. He was like 13, and she didn't defend him. She still doesn't every time brother-in-law jokes about it, and me standing up to him caused her to crack. I knew it wasn't the time to go, yes you are a failure, so I just let her rant until she tired out, but I was disgusted. Then I decided to follow everyone's advice. Justin has a few days off from school, so Friday before he left the house to go wherever he understandably escapes to, I asked him if he wanted to have lunch with me. He was awkward but agreed, and we went to some restaurant. I didn't pry or confront him about what his mother said. Like I said, it's not my place, but I told him that if he ever felt uncomfortable or unsafe, that I was here for him. Even when I went back to the UK, I was only a call away. He finally smiled, genuinely, and thanked me for telling his dad he wasn't funny. We joked around about his dad's ego, etc., and Justin was much more comfortable by the end. We still aren't BFFs because, well, duh, but we have been spending a bit of time together. I've even helped him sort out his hair. We're the only ones in the family with super curly hair. I've been introduced to his lovely girlfriend who enjoys buying XXL sweaters. As for brother-in-law, he's upset by my presence but hasn't said a word except calling me a bitch yesterday. He hasn't said anything else to Justin either. My sister's back to her snappy self and it's almost like she didn't have a breakdown a few days ago. Talking about regret yet not doing anything about it. It's pathetic. I told her this and she didn't scold me lol, so I guess I'm getting through to her. Not much happened, but I just wanted everyone to know that Justin is aware that I'm on his side and that he is currently safe should anything happen while I'm here. Another few weeks. I'm also working on a plan for when I go back. He's such a lovely kid, but it's horrible that his parents are berating him is what caused him to change so much. I'd rather the bratty slash happy kid, honestly, than the polite slash traumatized one. Thanks for worrying about him and thanks for all the replies on my original post. In it, many of you pointed out that some serious red flags relating to my nephew and sister's relationship with my brother-in-law. I'm going to do my best to support the both of them and help get them out of their situation. I will also make sure to stay in Canada for as long as possible till I'm sure they are safe. Thank you all so much for all your concern. Now, what are your thoughts on this story? Do you think there is more stuff going on as well? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below and we shall move on to another story. And our next story comes from Ingolos, who says, "Am I the asshole for telling my mum's friend the reason I'm not interested in her daughter? So I stopped by my mum's house to pick up some stuff yesterday. Her friend was over because they had just gotten back from shopping. I've known my mum's friend Carla for a while. She has a daughter my age. Carla has hinted before about introducing us. Well, I was running some stuff back and forth to my car, and I heard Carla talking to my mum about how she just wished her daughter would get her life together and meet someone nice. Then she called my name and asked if I'm seeing anyone, to which I said no. Then she was like, 'You should take my daughter out sometime. I'm sure you'd hit it off. She needs to meet a nice guy like you.' I was like, I'm not sure. I'm kind of busy. Then went back into my old room. I've heard enough from both Carla and my mum about her daughter to know that she's not my type. Her daughter was in a 2-year college for 4 years and then dropped out, which is normal and not bad. Then she had a decent job and quit because it was boring. She has a drug problem and is in and out of rehab, and she bounces from one guy to the next and somehow gets them to pay her bills. A while passed and I got what I came for and was saying goodbye to my mum, and Carla started badgering me. 'So when are you going to take her out? I'll let her know.' I said, 'Like I said, I'm kind of busy right now. Too busy to take a nice girl out on Friday. Yeah, I'm not really interested. Sorry.' 'Well, why not? She's a nice, pretty girl. You'll be good for her.' I was getting annoyed because I felt cornered and looked at my mum for help, but she didn't do anything, so I said, 'Yeah, maybe, but that doesn't mean she'd be good for me.' 'What's that supposed to mean?' 'Well, I'm not really into girls that don't have a job and have addiction problems.' She flipped out and said she can't believe I'd be so rude. She's known me since I was a kid, and she was just trying to fix me up with her daughter. I should take it as a compliment instead of insulting her daughter. I could have just said no. I left and my mum called me later and said it was really mean to say that to Carla when she was just trying to be nice. That I came off like a snobby a-hole. Even if I wasn't interested, I could have been nicer about it. Am I the arsehole?" No, I think he was trying to be kind and understanding in the situation. You said no several times and they kept pushing and they got an answer that they didn't like in the end. They are absolutely not the asshole in this situation. And in some ways it kind of felt like the mother was just trying to, you know, palm off her daughter onto someone else. She said she needs to meet someone to get like her life together again. So she was just trying to like pass her on to you to sort her out, kind of thing. And what if he said yes and then she has to go back to the daughter and said, "I've set you up on a date." And it's like, what the hell? You can't just randomly set people up on dates like that. Hell no, not the arsehole to me. Crafty Edition says, and quotes, "I could have just said no," and then says, "Which is exactly what you did. Not the arsehole, OP." Rope Slug says, "Not the arsehole. It wasn't their place to press you into a date in the first place. You were direct and honest. They straight up asked you why you didn't want to go on a date with her, and then they didn't like the honest answer. Not your problem." Dr. Monkey Lady says, "Not the arsehole. You literally tried to say no several times, and she wouldn't let up. She pushed for an answer and she got one." Knight Grimwood says, "Not the arsehole. Her mum has stated she has a drug problem and uses guys. Why would you even want that in your life? Edit, forgot to say, you did say no more than once. They pushed and it's their fault for the response, in my mind." Farahad says, "Not the arsehole," and quotes, "I left and my mum called me later and said it was really mean to say that to Carla when she was just trying to be nice." And then says, "Carla wasn't trying to be nice. She was trying to use you. She was trying to get you to spend at least a few hours and, she hoped, substantially more time getting their daughter on a better track. Carla's the kid's mum. That's her job, not yours. You didn't lay things out until you felt cornered. 100% justified." And one more from EMCCM, who says, "Not the arsehole. She pushed and pushed. You weren't unkind. You spoke the truth and you were right to decline. No one needs an unemployed addict in their life." Now, what do you guys make of this one? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below and we'll move on to another story.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Boy. And our next story comes from Sexy Little Pretzel, who says, "Would I be the asshole if I did not attend my fiancé's dad's wedding? Back at the end of August this year, my female 26, fiancé's male 29, dad decided he wants to marry his long-term girlfriend of 10 plus years. They decided this last minute and wanted to plan on getting married on September 18th because it is the date of their current anniversary. My fiancé and I had already planned to be out of town for that weekend, Friday to Sunday, and had these plans set for months in advance. We even already had an Airbnb booked with some friends at a location that was about 6-hour drive away from where the wedding would be. My fiancé made it clear that it was important for him to make the wedding and suggest we drive to our destination, then he will come back the following day for his dad's wedding. I told him that would be an extra 12 hours worth of drive time alone, and he would be gone a full day out of our already short 3-day trip, so we should just cancel the trip far enough in advance that our friends can make other arrangements if needed, and he can make time for his family. Well, lo and behold, they decided they need more time to plan the wedding and cancelled their plans the week of. I did not say anything, as it was not my fiancé's fault, but I thought clearly the whole thing could have been better planned and executed. I just got a text today from my fiancé saying that they have decided to get married on October 30th. Once again, we were given little notice. I have been planning to throw a small Halloween party that day for us and our friends, nothing too crazy, just a fire pit and a few drinks, but now it's looking like I will have to either attempt to attend the wedding, then quickly rush back home to finish setting up for the party, or just cancel the party altogether. I do not want to have to change my plans again, as this whole thing has been very poorly planned from the beginning, and I already had to blow off my plans in order to accommodate for the wedding once before, and that did not pan out. The problem is, I feel like I would be an arsehole for not attending the wedding, simply to host a party with people I see on a semi-regular basis. Would I be the arsehole for doing that?" Now, I understand the frustration in this, you know, when you're making plans and then your partner's plans keep getting overruling yours like this, and I totally understand that. But I think just because it's a wedding in this situation, you know, if it was another party, I wouldn't blame you for carrying on, but it's a wedding, and I think it kind of overrules a party which could be just rescheduled to the day after if you really wanted to, as annoying as that may be. So I'm going to say a very slight "you would be the arsehole" in this situation. A very light "you're the arsehole." But Ants the Eeyore says, "The fire pit and drinks party can easily be rescheduled with your friends on a different date. Your future in-law's wedding, however, not so much. You would be the arsehole for ditching the wedding." Vanilla Cola says, "Sorry, there's no getting out of this. Unfortunately, you'd be the arsehole. It really sucks, and you see what a lifetime of holidays are going to look like." To which Opie replies to that one saying, "I know, I think this is partially why I'm feeling resentful and even considered not going, is that I'm realizing that this isn't going to stop here. We've been together for 8 years already, but stuff like this keeps popping up." Verity Sully says, "Yeah, you would be the arsehole. It sucks that this happened to you twice, but it's important to your fiance." And one more from RB1327 who says, "You would be the arsehole, unfortunately. This is your future father-in-law and his long-term partner, and your fiancé has made it very, very clear he wants to attend, and you're his automatic guest to a gathering like this, now and going forward. It's frustrating when plans get changed, but skipping the event for your Halloween party is not a viable option." Now, I turn this one to you guys. What would you do in this situation? Would you still continue with your party or go to the wedding? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below, and we'll move on to the next one. Now, our next one's from Critical Throwaway, who says, "Am I the asshole for taking back a tip after staying past closing? Last night, my husband and I went out to a very nice dinner at a steakhouse. The total was like $150 for the two of us, and we didn't even get dessert. We both prefer to tip cash, so we used a card to pay for the meal, rounded to the nearest dollar for the tip there, and then left a $50 bill on the table. the restaurant did close at 10 p.m. and it was just after 10:10 when we got outside. We both thought the 50 was enough of a tip, but the waiter disagreed. He followed us outside and got very upset that we stiffed him. At first we thought he'd only seen the card slip, so we explained that we'd left cash on the table. He scoffed at us and said that he knows that, but the 30% isn't high enough. This is a very nice neighborhood, so he likely did often get higher tip, but we weren't too thrilled with his service. We had to wait for refills, even though there were only a few people, maybe like 10 in the restaurant. The food also took forever to come out. We'd have been gone before closing and had time for dessert, but the food came very slowly. He was demanding a higher tip, so my husband pulled out 100 and asked for the 50 back. He clearly thought he was going to get the 100, so he gave it back. My husband put them both in his wallet and we got into the car and drove away. I know waiters depend on their tips to survive, as they get paid rubbish. Where were the arseholes for taking the tip back? My husband and I are conflicted on this. Now, usually I'm very nervous to tackle these tip ones because tip culture is very different in the UK to the US and various things. But in this one, usually from what I get from the previous tip post that we covered, like 20% is the standard. Correct me if I'm wrong there. But in this one, they tip $50 on a $150 bill, so over 30%. And then dude has the audacity to follow you outside and saying he was stiffed on his tip. I think I would be equally angry at that stage of the entitlement of someone. So I got to say, not the asshole in this one. And I hope I'm not wrong on this. But Hillary13 says, lol, the audacity to chase patrons down after you already got a 30% tip. Not the asshole. I support your husband's reaction. Your mama says, not the asshole. I would literally mace someone for following me out of a restaurant and demanding more money. Vault Hunter says, not the asshole at all. How can someone be so entitled to scoff at a $50 as a tip? Your husband is a lad. I'd pay $50 to have seen his face when he finally clocked he weren't getting shit, lol. Telathea says, I was all ready to call you the asshole, but to leave a $50 on a $150 dinner and be accosted by the server is ridiculous. Not the asshole. Plus 10 minutes after closing is nothing. When I served, people would stay over an hour past closing and tip 10%. Damn. And one more from Logical Grapefruit 73 who says, not the asshole. Who the hell is mad about a $50 tip? That's over 30%. Even if it's not quite what he expected, how is he going to chase you down and accuse you of stiffing him as if he gets nothing? If you were there 2 hours and he made $25 an hour for that time, that's more than a vast majority of Americans make. How ungrateful. Now, what do you guys make of this situation? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below and we'll move on to another story. And our next story comes from RemarkableCrab3352, titled, Am I the Asshole for Requesting That My Brother Gives Me £20,000 to Help Me Pay For My Wedding Since He Makes A Lot More Than Me? Wow, I hope this is going to get better. I, 23 female, am engaged to my fiancé, 27 male. I am also the mother to my daughter, 4. I wasn't able to go to university full time since I was raising my daughter. However, I'm currently studying history online, where I will hopefully be able to become a history teacher. Balancing studying while raising my daughter hasn't been easy. However, having my fiancé supporting the family has really helped, since my fiancé works in a research lab. We have enough money to live comfortably, but saving up money to have our dream wedding would take years. My brother, 28 male, works as a hospital doctor. His wife also works as a hospital doctor, so to say that they are well off would be an understatement. My brother hasn't had the same struggles of raising a child since they both don't want any children. I don't mind the fact that they both have kids, but they have been able to save a lot of money due to this. Recently, I asked my brother if he'd be able to help pay for my wedding, since having him contribute to my wedding would help me make it a magical moment for me. My brother offered to give me £5,000 towards my wedding, which honestly surprised me. I might be wrong here, but surely, as a hospital doctor, my brother should be able to contribute more to my wedding. I told him that I'd really appreciate it if he could give me £20,000 for my wedding, since it would really mean a lot, but he refused. I'd be lying if I said I didn't make my annoyance with my brother clear. And I told him that his refusal to help pay for my wedding is selfish, and that if he doesn't help contribute to my wedding, then he won't be able to come, since it isn't my fault that I don't have a lot of money to fund my wedding. We had an argument afterwards, and I haven't been returning his call since. The rest of my family is helping to contribute to my wedding, which makes his refusal even worse. Despite my brother's actions, my father thinks I'm being too harsh on my brother, and that me not inviting him to my wedding would be upsetting for him. Am I missing something here? Am I the arsehole? Now, you had me at the title. I thought, you know, absolutely, you're going to be the arsehole from the title. And I thought, well, you know, it usually gets better through the stories. There's usually a reason for it. And it ended up being just pure entitlement. Of course you're the arsehole. You said he is not facing the same struggles as you because he hasn't got like a child or whatever. Yet you made that life choice, not him. He's where he is because of his life choices, getting his job, his wife's job, and they saved this money for themselves. And you think you're entitled to it because you're getting married and you're having a dream wedding. And why the hell is all your family contributing as well? He offered you £5,000 and you shoved that in his face and you said, if he could give you 20 grand, you cheeky so-and-so. And I think the best thing for your brother was, you know, getting disinvited from your wedding. That's just saved him 5 grand there. Whew. Nice. But better than Mew says, you're the arsehole, lol. He offered you money and he didn't have to. You're entitled. Historia D replies that saying, I would say troll, but I had a friend who got married who basically no money, and they asked their friends and family to pay for all of it, including soliciting money for the cake, flowers, the groom suit, and money for a new apartment. And they still complained that people didn't give them enough when they spent literally no money on anyone other than themselves, aka their own clothes, hair, makeup, etc. Little Green Soldier says, you're the arsehole, your brother doesn't owe you squat for your wedding, and his offer of 5,000 quid was super generous already. Your behaviour is inexcusable, and you should start drafting apologies. Electronic Trick 13 says, you're the arsehole, you're trying to have a wedding you can't afford. You're deciding how your brother and sister-in-law should spend their money because they didn't have kids, not your business. That you asked for people to fund your dream wedding. That you turned down the money your brother generously offered and demanded more. Seriously, that you are willing to exclude your brother from your wedding over this. No one owes you anything. Have a wedding you can actually afford without bankrupting your family and friends in the process. And Drish98 says, you're the arsehole. Hopefully you're £5,000 short now. Sleepy Feline says, you're the arsehole. Your brother is 28 and based on the currency, a UK doctor, so he graduated a maximum 5 years ago. He is not well off. He has paid a good chunk of his salary in student loan repayments. He is working crazy hours and has spent the last 18 months battling the shitstorm that is COVID. £5,000 is incredibly generous and certainly more than I would have afforded to give someone 5 years after graduating. You do not deserve to be rewarded for getting pregnant as a teenager. You chose to have that baby. Your brother chose to use contraception. The fact that he's sensible doesn't make you entitled to his money. Also, £20,000 for a wedding. My wedding is this weekend. I'm a doctor. My fiance is a solicitor. We have 100 guests. It's in a castle. We've added lots of extras. It's costing under £10,000. Absolutely. And congratulations, and I hope your wedding goes well. Now, what do you guys make of this story? What are your thoughts? Let us know in the comments below if you choose to share them on all of today's stories. If you have a moment of your time, would you please consider hitting that like button as well, as it really helps out the channel, and I will hopefully see you, the cheeky so-and-so, in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.